from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top 2, but we ain't 2, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo.
Talk to me, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Friday. What's good? One more time. Hey. My vibes are up.
Let's go. I like that.
All the way up.
I like that.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Hey, the Olympics starting today. Is that why your vibes are up?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not that I'm not excited for the Olympics. I'm excited because we're about to watch the 49ers come back against Detroit.
You know, I haven't seen this game. You know how I'll be watching all the games back. I haven't seen this game.
You never watched this one back?
I mean, I might have watched the week of the Super Bowl. I think I did, but I hadn't watched the 49ers game since then. I started to watch this like 2 weeks ago, though, and then I kind of fell asleep. I'm getting into my football vibe.
I'm excited for Kyle to come in here at about 15 minutes to talk football with him. We've had like 7 football conversations we've put off because we had to – evaluate chair shots in the Attitude Era. That was way more important.
Oh, and maybe we waited for the perfect time because, first of all, I didn't see what Dak Prescott had to say. Kyle told me about that. I don't know if you heard that.
I saw it.
So that's interesting. But did you see your boy was talking yesterday?
Who? Oh no, who?
His boss.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, this is it. So you didn't see it. So I'm not going to say it. When we get to that point, he said something wild. And I don't know. I don't know if maybe I'm reading it wrong or what happened, but it was wild. It's wild.
My big brother's here. That's why I'm so excited. Hey.
My dog.
My big brother's here. He wants to come in and.
Well, thank y'all. I'll take that as a compliment.
See, if you're listening on the radio, you gotta tune in to see Kenny today. Kenny looked like a minimum of $12,000.
This looks like the same type of stuff D'Lo wears every day.
No, just sit down and hang out a little bit. You can see how boring what we do every day is. Switch spots. Just because you're probably gonna get on mic at some time. Switch spots. Yeah, I'm gonna introduce everybody to my big brother, man. That's why I'm in such a good mood. I ain't seen my big brother in like
that's a great reason to be in
7 years or something.
That's what's up, man.
Here.
When was the last time? What happened the last time?
What was it? 17?
17.
Or turn 2017. Like this right in front of you.
Yep. You're not new to this. Don't act like you've never been in a studio before. Put a microphone.
I ain't feeling a hat, though.
Well, okay, now wait a minute.
Hey, look, I'm going to get right to it. I'm not feeling a hat, though. I'm gonna just say it. I'm gonna just say what it is.
Why?
Come on, man.
Come on, we ain't from LA.
I mean, there's not a lot wrong with the city of LA, but that team, there's a lot wrong with that.
Or something? You're supposed to scoot over because you're on camera. Like everybody can see. That's you. That's on camera.
And so I got to watch my language then.
Huh? No, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, let me hook you up.
That'd be a great idea. Like this my man here. This my man in 100 grand. This my brother. He, there's no chance that like I'm here. Here's a funny secret. Didn't you work at 1140 for a minute?
Wow. Yes.
You did. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. I forgot. You did. Did you?
Nice of you, Kim.
Thank you.
Did you? You sold stuff. What did you do? You sold stuff.
Yes. The copy for, you know, the Kings games and airtime, your commercials, the stuff you make your money for. Yeah, I got you all that.
See this dude.
You want to get back into business?
Absolutely. Oh, no.
this dude moved to get away from all of that. But, man, that's why I'm in such a good mood, man. My big bro here to hang out with me for the weekend. So,
since you put a mic in front of me, I'm going to tell the truth.
Okay, tell the truth.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
I'm so proud of you. I mean, from the little guy to this beautiful man that sits in front of me, you're amazing.
I was in a different place of life the last time we saw each other.
That's awesome, man.
And so, yeah, he gets to see me stun a little bit. I made sure I wore the nice watch today and the diamond neck. I made sure I'm in a different place than I was 7 years ago.
Those are accoutrements. You always been a star.
Those are what?
Accoutrements.
Do you need to dump that word?
No,
what word
good.
Is that?
It's good. I was thinking about it, but now it's
a play on.
Okutra, okay. All right, man. We're going to have some fun today. My big brother Charles is going to hang out with us. And, yeah, we're going to talk, man. Kyle's with us. Coach JT coming in. Man, do I need to leave?
Nah, man. He specifically said, yo, I need to get in there when Dame is in there, man. So I said, man, let's make that happen.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right.
It's big time, man.
His birthday dude today, too, man.
Today's his birthday?
Today's his birthday.
I know he got something going on at the spot, our place.
Yeah, our place tonight. He'll tell you more about it, but it's popping off. But him and his twin sister, Tish, shout out the air horns for that birthday. You know, for
absolutely.
The twins, JT and Tish. Yeah, celebrating their birthday tonight, man. So
that's what up. Leo season is all the way up. It's all the way up.
It ain't cancer season, but it's cool. It's cool though. It's cool. I ain't saying nothing bad about it. I just said it wasn't cancer season.
Yeah, no, cancer season is old. Like I realized, like I was like,
it was the height of the year.
Why?
Bro.
Like and we had the young it was Rihanna yesterday.
It was Rihanna.
And she was like, oh, I'm a cancer too, just like KC. And I was like, yo, why are y'all living in the past? And I realized if I had the like. Astrology sign of a debilitating disease.
Well,
I probably feel a certain way.
I don't even know why we're going there. Well,
like if F cancer was trending on Twitter all of the time, like I wouldn't know if I needed to take it personally. Hey, what?
6ix9ine God.
Hey, run for your life. Hey, run for your life.
Look, man, the year I told you it a couple days ago. The year peaks during cancer season.
For you,
it's pretty much downhill after that.
No, it peaks for you.
For everybody.
No, that's cap.
It's the middle of the summer.
My man right here.
People are at his happiest.
August 18th. Come on, man.
I mean, I got love for the Leos, man. It ain't beef. It's love. I'm just saying people are at their happiest during cancer season. August 18th, August 20th, August 13th.
It's like, Kyle Madsen, August 15th.
August 15th, it's like, damn.
You just crapped on like half the people in the room.
It's like, damn. Did you realize? Right? It's like a Sunday. Leo season's like a Sunday.
You need to check your astrology a little bit.
Well, I'm just saying, Leo season is like a Sunday. Sunday, you're off of work, and you're off out of school, but in the back of your mind, you know, all right, tomorrow's Monday. Fall's coming in the back of your mind. Summer's pretty much over.
Compatibilities. Everybody's compatible with a Leo. You might have one or two cancer compatible.
Well, not for everybody.
I like it. I like it.
Like I said, man, we're going to have fun today. Kyle Madsen coming up. Coach JT coming up. James Hamm coming up. And Jesse. Come on now. Jesse Tapia is a happy man today.
I'm gonna see what that
4 years, 212, 157 guaranteed, or 167.
167 guaranteed.
That's a good deal.
Wow.
You know, they, 53 per.
They were in that spot where I think it's a little different. I think the Giants had to do this before Eli won. Maybe they did it after, but it was like, what are you going to do? The Dolphins, like, what are you going to do? Not pay him?
No, and that was was the easy work. They had to do it.
I take that back. You know who it was? It was Dak. It was the Cowboys and Dak. Remember when he had broke his ankle?
Yeah,
what are you going to do? Not pay him?
Right.
Like, what's your options? To tank and try and, like, you but got him there, you got to pay. He may not, well, I don't know about Tua, but at the time we were talking about Dak, he may not be the guy, but you got to pay him.
If your quarterback wins games, you pay them. And that's like, especially when it's the first time. Mm. That's what makes Dak's situation a little bit more unique is it's not the first time. Mm. It's the second time. Like, are you going to pay Dak a second time knowing you can't get over the hump with this core group that you have? By the way, you're letting all of these contracts linger out there.
Micah showed up, huh?
But that, I believe Micah's there and Dak's there. The only one who didn't was CD. Mm. Mm. And they're all looking for, like, Dak is fascinating, but Micah and CD could be the highest paid players at their position.
Right.
I don't think CD will get there. I think he'll be a little short. The Micah thing is fascinating because Bosa set the marker.
Yeah, I don't see why he wouldn't make $1 more than Nick Bosa.
And that's what I'd ask for. Give me $1 more than Nick Bosa.
I don't
Bosa.
See why he wouldn't do that. So
then I think on principle, Jerry won't for a variety of different reasons. So I'm going to let y'all think about that for a little
Jerry
bit.
Was.
We're going to let Bosa
I got new material. I got new material.
I saw Dak. I saw Dakota. I miss Jerry.
Wait, before you didn't even got to say it, but just look at the rundown. It's like around one. It's around the football section, and just look what I said off to the side. You ain't got to say it. Just the teaser's crazy, bro. That's not a typo. No, that's not a.
Wait, that's the shoot. He's
you can hear him. You can hear him.
Oh,
it's on
I might
wax.
Have to find that. Yeah,
it's all wax. I'll yeah, tag you. I got it. I got it on Twitter.
Yeah, I might have to. I'm. I need to hear this. I need to hear Jerry talk.
Jerry was talking.
Hey, shout out Kessler Edwards. Kessler landed in Dallas.
Salute to him, man.
I kind of forgot he wasn't here anymore.
Yeah, it was about that time. It was time to kind of move on.
I think he got a two-way. So, he might just be one of those guys who doesn't make it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm still mildly intrigued, like, to see what he would have to offer if he got consistent minutes, consistent time, all of that different stuff. But I thought for sure he would have a role in the league, but at least he got the two-way spot in Dallas. I mean, he's long, he's athletic, he can move. But as we always say,
his shot is a little iffy.
We don't know what we don't see.
Yeah, his shot is a little iffy, and creating is a little bit of an issue. So because of that I think that's his big hang-up. If he was a better shooter, he'd have a guaranteed contract, in my opinion.
Tua on the highest paid quarterback's annual average value is third. Mm. And it's just so fascinating how this game works. It's Burrow, it's Trevor Lawrence, and then it's Tua. Mm. Again, average annual value is what we're talking about. Goff is fourth. Herbert is fifth. So if you're not feeling what I'm saying to you, let me repeat this again. Burrow, Lawrence, Tua, Goff, and Herbert are the top four. We can extend it. Lamar Jackson is next. Mm-hmm. He's won two MVPs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Jalen Hurts is next. What's the common theme with all those quarterbacks I just named?
I don't know. What you thinking? I'll tell you, they haven't won anything. I'll tell you the common theme. They're not going to make more than Brock Purdy. That's the common theme.
and shout out to the guys at ESPN who wrote this 4 billion word column about the decision that the San Francisco 49ers face this offseason. What decision?
Ain't no decision to be made. And I'm not you guys know I like Purdy, but I'm not even saying that to be like, he's the best. He's just next up.
The only other guy who it could be, I think is in Dallas. I don't even remember where he's at.
Yeah,
he's Dallas, right?
Yeah, and I don't think he's going
That's right. So there's no one there. Like, there's no one for it to not be him. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to pay Brock Purdy. We're going to come back. We'll talk a lot of football with Kyle Mattson of the Insiders when he joins us next year on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, Mark said, I thought D'Lo was up because he finally got paid. Nope.
No,
that's not the biggest concern here in this building.
You know, me and the homies, we used to be like on Takeover when what did Jay say exactly? He goes, you one of them was due. Two of them was due. One was the other was Illmatic. That's a one hot album every 10-year average.
And that's so lame.
So me and the homeboy Ace, we'd be like, bro, you just said two of them was hot, but then you said a one hot album. This Jay-Z Fuzzy Math. They came in and gave us Jay-Z Fuzzy Math before. Mm-hmm. It's like, no. This is what happened, and this is what happens.
Did
you say it's a one hot album every 10-year average?
Yeah. And that's so lame. Yeah.
He said he started off saying two of them joints were due. He said two good albums, and then he started talking, and he's like,
Oh, that's never how I understood that line.
Yeah.
I thought it meant two of the albums were due, like you just did them to do them. You had to turn them in.
I took them as they were. You had two dope albums.
Oh, that's not at all how I took it. Yeah, I took it completely different.
We'll have
to find a breakdown of the. Of
Maybe
of
you're
the
right. Scene. I always took let it. That
see,
way.
Hey, let me see if I know somebody who has Jay's number. We can text him and try and get him on.
My guy, right? My guy Ace. He's like the biggest Jay-Z fan of all time. He's the one that took it that way. He read it that way. So I don't know. Maybe we're wrong.
Yeah, I just read it as two of them joints you just threw together and turned in because you had to. We ain't even gonna talk about those. That's how I took it.
Mm. Well, one of them was Illmatic. He didn't say he just threw Illmatic together.
No, he said the other was Illmatic. Didn't he?
Yeah, he said one was eh, the other was Illmatic.
Oh, two of them was give me the clean version of Takeover. No, I got it. Oh, I can't access. I can't. Oh, no, I can. No, I can't. I can access the library. I just can't play it on this show. We have the clean version of Takeover on.
Two of them was dual. One was the other was Illmatic. And he had three albums at the time.
So that's the one hot album is Illmatic.
Right. But he started off saying two of this I took it hilarious. As him saying oh, okay. two of them were
you.
Dope.
I got you.
And then he said only one of them were good.
Johnny G's asking if James Worthy ever got back to Kyle. He, in fact, he read the text and never
yeah,
responded.
I got left on read.
And now there's a good chance that Kyle can never text James Worthy again.
Y'all call
did you mention
time.
The Wheaties commercial in the text?
Yes.
Oh, you did.
Do you want me to read it to you?
Please.
Oof. Was that the mistake?
Yeah, it might have been.
But you were being honest. You were being, you know, you don't want to.
Hey, James, thanks for joining us. I know everyone's talking about Bronny. We really wanted to ask you about this Wheaties commercial from 1991 where Michael Jordan made you look like a bitch. We would love to have that conversation. Are you open to it?
So James Ham brought up a good point.
Okay.
They played in college together.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, that's not okay.
And
that's what I said.
Do we need to play the commercial again?
And on top of that, Jordan was the little homie in college. The little bro is not going to do that.
Yeah, they had James Worthy covering up the Wheaties box.
Bro, you honestly.
Yo, that was crazy.
You probably ruined his day.
No, look, I just thought about that.
And you probably just chilling. I'm going to remember that stupid Wheaties commercial.
I just thought about that. James was probably smoking a cigar somewhere at a cigar lounge. Talking to the homies, he's like, man, the other day I was thinking about that Wheaties commercial, and it was crazy. I'm going to tell y'all brothers right now, if anybody brings up that Wheaties commercial ever again, I'm going to slap them. And then 5 minutes later, Kyle's like, hey, can you talk about that Wheaties commercial?
He went, threw the phone.
It's just like when Billy Ocean heard Ying Yang Twins for the first time.
Wait a minute.
He went, Kyle, with ESPN 30, this is the guy Luca was talking about. He was right. No, I said.
Luca called you out your name. That's,
I said. I said, "Hey, James, Kyle with ESPN 1320 in Sacramento."
Hey, it's good. Hey, you like him young.
Just texting the entire lyrics did not like us. We're doing a segment on the Wheaties commercial you did with Michael Jordan in 1991, and we'd love to ask you a couple questions about it if you have a few minutes.
Damn.
Thanks so much for your
time. Why did you allow that to happen to you?
Exactly.
Yeah. No. That. I mean. He really could have said
it was just one question.
You have 30 seconds for us.
He left you on red, and that's probably the nicest thing he did in that situation because he probably was cursing you out.
He might have been.
He read the text like 40 minutes after I sent it.
Yeah, he said, you know what?
But apparently he doesn't get back to anybody. He does TV now, right?
He does.
Yeah.
I should have called.
It's the off season.
That's fine.
He's not doing TV. I would have been
fascinated to know how that conversation went. Like, had you called? Like, and you just uttered everything that you just read.
Yeah, which is exactly what I would have done.
Should we call him from a different number?
We'll just call him from the studio line? Not put him on air.
Let's leave James Worthy
alone. Maybe this is our bit every Friday. No, let's try to get in contact with James Worthy.
I think at this point we should just leave James Worthy alone.
Like, JamesWorthy@gmail.com. Hey, James, can you talk about the Wheaties commercial?
No response, james.worthy@gmail.com.
james.worthy@yahoo.com. james.worthy@icloud.com.
What is he? Sportsnet LA? SNLA?
james.worthy@lakers.com. Like, one of these is going to hit. No, we're going to leave James Worthy alone today.
Today,
yeah. I'm not going to say we're not going to revisit this. But
that's why
we could disguise this when the Lakers come to town as James. Hey, we'd love to talk to you.
Oh, 1,000%. That'll happen. I'll call him about that for sure.
And then, like, hey, before you go, in 1991,
damn,
a Wheaties commercial aired in which you look like a sucker.
Click.
Yeah, that might be the case. Dial tone.
Hey, you know what? Real quick, before you go. Are you James Worthy from the Wheaties commercial? Are you the same guy?
Let me tell you about that, because this has really been pissing me off for the last 30 years.
30 years, 40
he gonna
years.
He's going to just go into a rant. We're going to be like Tristan, blow past commercials, because he's going to be arguing about it.
You hear him like cover up the phone. He's like, hey, you said they wouldn't ask me about this.
some publicist comes on and goes, bye.
Hey, thanks so much. This was so great.
Oh, that's okay. Bye.
Here, take the phone. Here, take.
Who was that? Debo?
Debo. He's like, here, take the phone, man. I'm done with this.
That's what.
Okay, so we're done.
That's what James Worthy sounds like, or that's what Debo sounds
that's
like?
That's what Debo said.
Okay.
He take the phone, man. I'm done here, man.
Are you guys talking about a show that we know that Debo did that?
It was a CBS show. Okay. Yeah, okay. It was a CBS show. I don't even remember. Oh, they asked him, was it the Rams?
No, they asked him about the Eagles.
The Eagles, that's what it was. Sorry, they asked him about the Eagles.
It was after they lost, you remember, when they lost the NFC Championship game.
I do remember that.
Well, because of Brock Purdy. But yeah, remember, all the 49ers were like, we would have beat their ass.
Yes.
And Debo was like the most vocal.
Yes.
And then they asked him about
it. But it was like months and months and months and months after.
It was like June.
I don't think that got enough play that Debo talked all of that after the NFC title game. And then had the game he had while they boat raced the Eagles in Philly the next season.
That's crazy.
That's dope that he did that.
They did exactly what they said they would have done.
Yes.
They said,
and maybe they would have, maybe they wouldn't have, but that's wild.
Ass. And then, we see it on the field. And they beat their ass. Yeah.
Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. And we're just dropping lyrics throughout the day. Let's do that one.
Yeah.
Let's do that one.
Ass on their body like John Stockton.
Jalen out there hiding the Bible. Man. They got their ass whooped.
That was a good day, man. Bar West, shout out to Nico.
What week was that?
13.
Week 13.
And that was, Oasis is here
today. He is. It's a big day when Oasis is in the building. I think we got to work on more D'Lo and Casey Bar West partnerships this NFL season.
Absolutely.
Let's talk football, though. Let's start with Trent Williams.
Start the clock.
There's two holdouts. Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk. I understand it's not my money, and this is probably overly simplistic. But can't you do what Trent Williams did, what you did with Christian McCaffrey?
Basically, yeah. It's a little more complicated because there's more money involved.
Okay.
But yeah, basically. That's the thing is it's not an extension like Brandon Ayuk.
Right.
And that's why the Christian McCaffrey one came down. And I understand if Brandon Ayuk's going to look at that a little sideways going, hey, he got papers.
Yeah, it's not the same, but it's
money he was going to get.
Yeah.
They're just guaranteeing it now. Mm-hmm. That was the I think they added a couple million bucks for McCaffrey.
Right.
So that's probably what they'll do with Trent Williams, because Trent Williams is one injury away from his career potentially being over at this point. He turned 36 this year. I think he has 3 years left on his deal. Says, guarantee me that money. I'll make sure to stick around for 3 years. And honestly, it's a little hot in Santa Clara right now. I was talking about this with James today. Mm. Trent Williams hanging out at home. He's got kids. Like, yeah, I'll come back to the table when we get closer to the first preseason game.
Everyone's in on that though, right?
I think so.
Like, I mean, obviously I'm not expecting you to know. You would think everyone is in on that.
Yeah.
Like, in the end, fines will be waived, everything will be fine,
well,
Trent will be ready.
They can't waive his fines.
Oh, they can't?
Yeah, because he's not on a rookie contract. Mm.
So they just give him enough extra to pay the fines?
I guess.
That's why.
I thought
that was discretionary.
I was about to say, and I guess you can't do this. Just don't find them, right? But
it's,
you
I think that's a league thing. Yeah.
But you put the money in the contract.
Yeah,
money that he'd be fined. Yeah. You just put it in the contract. And I talked about this a little bit. I'm fine with Trent Williams not being there right now, as long as I know he's going to be there eventually.
And he will be.
Yeah. I have no reason to believe that he won't be there. And I'm fine. Like, he doesn't need to play from January 23rd to February 18th. He needs whatever. And I know it's like a continuity thing with the offensive line. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But Trent Williams is different. Whatever time he needs to get ready for week one, I'm okay with. If he says, I just need that week before.
Mm-hmm.
If he says, I need 3 weeks. Whatever you say, big dog.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you need to be ready for week one, you've earned that. You've got that cachet, and everybody else will have to fall in line.
Yep.
It's almost like we talked about the I've said this before, but how Jimmy Johnson, they asked him if like the last guy on the roster fell asleep in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
He said I'd cut his ass right there. And he said, well, what if Emmitt Smith fell asleep in the meeting? I tell somebody to wake him up. And that's what it is with Trent Williams. He's
for sure.
Different set of rules, man.
Yeah.
Different set of rules.
I think they're both, to be very clear here, I think they're both going to get contracts, Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, and they'll be on the field week one. Mm-hmm. But if you told me one of them didn't get a deal done, I would say it's Ayuk. I think there's no way they're not figuring this out with Trent Williams.
Are you surprised that Ayuk is there? Based off of everything that happened a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever.
A little bit. Yeah, I was a little bit surprised that he showed up, but it's also not, I'm not floored by it. Like, he showed up to the facility. The fact that he was the one who initiated the meeting with the Niners, and the fact that he showed up at the team facility and was working out at points during the offseason.
So what realistically is the holdup then? Like,
the money?
It feels the two are on the same page. There's at least there's a floor.
Mm-hmm.
Are we really talking, is the number we're looking for, Ayuk 30? Is that the number he's looking for?
Yeah, I don't 100% know. I know that, and I wrote about this yesterday, but part of the issue is they now have to factor in Tua just got, is it $53 million a year or whatever. It was, with $167 guaranteed. Mm. The Niners are now looking at that and going, okay, well, Brock's going to make north of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they're planning out how much Brandon Ayuk is going to get guaranteed and what does the structure look like, maybe they've found a number. But Ayuk's agent is saying, we need that up front. No backloading. We want that all up front. And the Niners are going, hey, we're not going to be able to do that because that limits the way we can structure this and that. And da-da-da. It might be minutia like that at mm-hmm. this point. Mm-hmm. But I think they're close. And if they weren't, I don't think he would be there. I think the fact that both days of practice, he's talked to John Lynch, and he spent the first part of practice yesterday hanging out with John Lynch on the field and chatting with him.
Right next to each other.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
Like, I think that matters. And that's what leads me to believe that the Niners aren't still sitting there going, 26. Right. Oh, you want 30? How about 25? I don't think it's that. I don't think there's animosity. I think it's now down to the point where they found a sweet spot, and they're trying to figure out exactly what it looks like.
Is Justin Jefferson the only receiver at 30-plus?
Is AJ there?
No. At 30 no. plus per year?
Yeah.
I feel like
I think Tyreek Hill was there too.
No. There's no way Tyreek Hill is there. Okay, I'm sorry. Actual dollars.
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
Tyreek's not even in the conversation, so, which is the problem they're facing.
Justin Jefferson, this is the APY on their deal.
Okay, gotcha.
So, total max dollars divided
real
by
or
years.
Not. Right, gotcha.
Right. You have Jefferson at 35. Mm. You have A.J. Brown at 32. Mm. You have Amon-Ra St. Brown at just...
That's the one.
$30,002,500.
That might be real.
And Tyreek at 30.
So my
now,
thought
the Amon-Ra
is,
one is the one that's not.
Tyreek, well, oh, Amon-Ra's not, because Tyreek, when you take the fake money out, drops to like 25.
Yes.
When you take that final year where it's like $45 million, when you take that out because it's not real, yeah, it's $25 million per year, and now that's why you have the thing with Waddle that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tyreek is still Miami's best player, and he's paid less than the guy who's second on the wide receiver depth chart.
Right.
But my thought was Jamar is going to sign a contract that's going to be north of 30.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
And my feeling is Ayuk just wants to be at that number 30
mm-hmm.
because that's going to be the marker. It looks like now 50 is the marker now mm-hmm. for quarterback contracts.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the thing about it, and I understand Brandon Ayuk wanting that, but the thing about it is, unfortunately, your timing's off.
Well,
with how you were born.
But
that's what it comes down to.
But fake this thing. That's what we keep saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is what Detroit did
a little bit with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
The Amon-Ra deal.
They made it look good. It's not all real like that. They did a great job.
4 years, $120 million for Amon-Ra St. Brown, 34.6 guaranteed.
And he's averaging 30 per year. Stop it.
Yes.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Come on, man.
Do the same thing if you're the Niners. I was when the trade request happened and everything, I was like, look, man, you need to get in there, sign a deal, do whatever the case may be. I still feel that way. But I do think the ball is in the 49ers court in this situation when you talk about good faith negotiation, because he showed up to camp.
Yep. That was the right thing to do. That was the smart thing to do.
Absolutely. So now I'm looking at the 49ers like, look, he's meeting you halfway. Mm-hmm. He's not making it contentious. Mm-hmm. Do what you can, and maybe they are, mm-hmm. to at least make it a good look for him.
Yeah.
Like that, Niners, the ball's in your court at this point because he's done what he's supposed to do in this situation. He's shown up, mm-hmm. you know, and at least been there. I don't expect him to practice without a deal or anything like
sure,
that.
Of course.
But he's shown up. Make it worth his while.
Amon-Ra St. Brown has less guaranteed money than Cooper Kupp, Marvin Harrison Jr., who just got drafted.
That's crazy.
Christian Kirk, Jalen Waddle, Chris Godwin, Amari Cooper. Debo Samuel's at $41 million total guaranteed. So I think Ayuk's going to have to come in north of that. Calvin Ridley got 46.9. I think you give him 47 or 48 guaranteed.
It feels like they can do that too. Like when you talk about maneuvering the numbers or whatever. But this Brock Purdy thing does make things a little interesting because mm-hmm. Bill Barnwell, you guys, I think mm-hmm. you kind of alluded to it.
Yeah.
He's talking about Purdy's in line for a 5-year extension worth $325 at $65 million per.
He's projecting. This isn't like the NBA.
So the thing that I don't understand about that is it's literally never happened. Like in when quarterback contracts come up and quarterbacks are always the barometer, mm-hmm. it goes, and you can look back on the history of like the highest paid quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It essentially goes 35 to 36, mm-hmm. 36 to 38, mm-hmm. 38 to 39, 39 to 41. Like, that's how it moves. Like, mm-hmm. it's not this massive
right.
leap Burrow forward.
Burrow's at 55 a year.
Yeah.
So 146 and a half guaranteed.
I could see it being 5 mil more.
Like that.
I know that's a little more than what you're saying, but I could see it being 60.
But why? And I could be wrong, and I'll try. It's literally never happened.
Yes.
I don't think it's ever been more. I think the highest the jump has ever been is like $3 million from one contract mm-hmm. to the next, mm-hmm. and it might have been Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson's last contract with
Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just
injured calf. Russell Wilson. That is.
Well, give us some big
tough.
But I understand what you're saying. I could see it being $5 million more per.
Jesse,
I don't know. Just
per.
Like, wow, man. Like not 65 per.
I got see it being 60. Like 58.
Because Burrow's at 55.
55,
right?
Yeah. Okay. So
I could see it being 60.
What's the average value on the Tua deal?
Oh, two.
52?
If it's all the fake money, it's 53.
53. Okay. So I'm going to go with the fake money here. 53.
Yeah, we don't even have the real contract yet.
$53 million on average is in line with Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff is so, so.
I think it's 53.1, and I think that's on purpose because it puts to a third instead of fifth.
Yeah, and I think if you're Brock Purdy, because Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow are right at 55, they have the same contract actually. Burrow just has a little more guaranteed. I think that's kind of the range. I don't think the Niners are going to have to. I've been saying 60 for Brock. But that's because I was expecting Tua's number to come in, and then Dax, and then I feel like there's one more that I'm missing.
Jalen Hurts, you said, huh?
Jalen.
Jordan Love is getting paid.
Didn't Jalen's already get done a couple years ago?
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
Jordan Love. Jordan Love is the other one. So Jordan Love is the other one.
Jordan Love needs
to... This is going to be fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to be very fascinating, and he needs to be 10. Like... You get Jordan
well,
Love.
Wait a minute,
Jordan Love.
You're out on the Packers.
I don't think that's true.
It's not even necessarily that. Like Jordan, and it's all about timing, right? Jordan Love was born at a certain time, so it works out for him. There's no way he should be getting more money than Tua or any of these guys ahead of him.
No, but that's where he's gonna. That's what they're gonna do. You just said this yourself. It's the same thing with Jordan Love.
I
don't think Jordan's as good as Tua right now. But I think that's just how it works.
I can understand if it happens that way.
It doesn't matter.
I know. I understand, but that's crazy. That's borderline Jimmy Garoppolo.
But I understand.
Not saying he's that good, but the situation where Jimmy played 5 games and he was like the highest paid
quarterback position is very much a half to situation. And that's why there's rarely any middle ground.
You know where Brock could get to 60? Even 65, maybe, is if they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, if they win a Super Bowl and like Brock is in contention for the MVP, absolutely.
Because now he didn't separate himself from Joe Burrow, Right now, they got about the same accolades in the same, you know,
time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if he, like, I'm more than 1 million.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
If it's an absolute, and I guarantee you, every quarterback that he's not playing in the Super Bowl would be rooting for Brock Purdy to win because it resets the market again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the new number. And they're not going to, as long as it's not, you were giggling at this a second ago, as long as it's not the Deshaun Watson deal.
Mm. Just insane.
It's just,
it's outrageous. What were they thinking?
The funny thing is, like, how are we supposed to believe that the NFL and their board of governors, their owners, didn't get together and go, okay, let's be clear. We're never doing that again, right? Ever. Yeah, hey. Yeah, my quarterback, Lamar, wants that. You're not doing it right. Like a quarterback, a guaranteed contract has never, ever, 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 ever scratched the surface again. Lamar pushed for it and didn't get it.
Yeah.
The concession was at the time, and this is what no owner cared about at the time. His number, it eclipsed all of the numbers. It set a new barometer. And every other owner was like, well, that's okay. That's what always happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be the highest paid quarterback in a year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he's going to be like the third highest paid quarterback in 3 years or 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Garoppolo's deal in 2018, so 6 years ago, was the highest paid. He was the highest paid quarterback in the league at that point. And it was 5 for $137.5 million.
Wow.
That was
and that's all in. That's wow. Pretend 137. That's not real 137.
Yeah. It, like 2 years later, there was like, man, Jimmy, bargain basement.
Right. He's on a rookie deal, basically.
The funniest thing with the Deshaun thing is like the fully guaranteed contract thing had like been out there for a while because the way Washington did it with Kirk Cousins, they're basically fully guaranteeing his deals by just franchise tagging him. Mm-hmm. And saying, yeah, we got to pay him 150% of what he made last year. Sure, like we'll just do that and go on a year-by-year basis. So it's like everybody had kind of been talking about it. It's like everyone went, hey, what if we all showed up to this party naked? Like as a joke, and then the Browns just ran in. We're like, yeah, we did it! It's like, what?
Oh. Hey, Jimmy Haslam, put your clothes on, sir.
Baltimore, Haslam, no. Put your pants back on, Baltimore.
What's their owner's name?
Bisciotti, ain't it?
That's what it is.
Yes.
See, but that's exactly what it is.
Bisciotti, not biscotti. That's the cookie.
Is it?
Biscotti is the thing that they serve on airlines. Coffee. That's Biscoff.
Mm.
So there's a Biscoff and a biscotti.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Eric.
Or is Biscoff a brand of biscotti like Kleenex is a brand of tissue? Band-Aid is a brand of bandage.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, way over, by the way, Jesse.
Way over. And we didn't even get to what I wanted
to ask. I didn't
even
have to try.
But I asked you, I'm going to ask you.
Why are we so dismissive of how Eric Bischoff fits into all of this?
Eric Bischoff?
You don't know who Eric Bischoff is, but we got Bischoff, Biscotti.
The name rings a bell. Who's Eric Bischoff?
Well, he ran WCW for a while.
Top five.
Oh, no, the name doesn't ring a bell.
Most important figures in the history of wrestling.
Totally.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, he is. Like, you can't deny what he did it badly, but at the towards him. But yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, so basically every NFL owner of all time. Nice.
Huh? I'm including wrestlers in that too. Is he top five still?
Wrestlers too?
Yeah. Most important.
Well,
figures.
Let's get into it.
I think he might be.
You know who is one without. Hogan is second.
Mm-hmm. We could start calling him you know who too.
Well.
Did you see him at Lions practice?
Throw Heyman in there.
Oh. Not top five?
As far as like important people?
I don't know. I don't know if he's ahead of Bischoff.
Austin's three.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what to do after
that. I don't know if Paul Heyman's ahead of Bischoff. He's obviously better.
I don't think he is.
But I don't think he's ahead
of Bischoff. Think he is. Kyle, your thoughts?
Biscoff is not a brand of biscotti. Biscotti, okay. Totally different.
So they're two separate types of cookies.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Very interesting. Love a Biscoff cookie, by the way.
Which one do you get on planes again?
Biscoff.
Oh, okay.
Is that like a brownie?
No, it's like
it's not a wafer, but it's wafer-like.
It's like a butter cookie, kind of. It's got that kind of texture. It's like crumbly.
That's what they make cookie butter with, right?
Yes, facts. That's exactly what it tastes like.
Fire.
You ever had cookie butter?
Now, cookie butter.
I'm bringing you a jar of cookie butter on Monday.
Don't bring me a jar. What if I don't like it?
No, you'll like it.
I'll take it. You're going to love it. You're probably going to crush the entire jar during the show.
If you eat lemon Oreos, you'll like
those are good.
You eat lemon Oreos?
Yeah, they're good. What are you talking about?
Did I tell you I had a golden Oreo?
What is that?
It's a white Oreo. It's a white Oreo.
Yeah. Wait.
It's like a vanilla wafer.
It's just a vanilla Oreo, basically.
Yeah, it's a vanilla Oreo. It's spectacular.
Never seen it either.
It's amazing. I don't like the stupid look on it.
It's better than the lemon one. Don't do that. He's the normal one.
Don't do that. Lemon ones are bomb.
Are we breaking or going to 57?
No, we'll go to break. What do you want to do?
Go to the bathroom.
Okay, all right. Kyle Madsen, the Insiders, here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
And you know who I'm a kind of slide in there as we're still during the break talking about top five most important figures in wrestling or influential or however we want to say it. Maybe I'm a homer. I think Roman has at least gotten into the conversation
of the top five.
I
don't think so.
Roman, what he did for 3 years, you can make the argument he brought wrestling back.
Nah, not yet.
Yeah, I can't do that yet. He's important. I'm not discrediting the idea, but I can't put him over Cena, and I don't even think I can put him over Eric.
You're already at.
You know, Roman's reign was almost as long as Eric's with WCW.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Ran from 95 to 2001. Nitro ran. From 95 to 2001.
And I can't put Roman ahead of Eric. I think Eric is solidified at 4.
Are we sure Eric's in there? Like two good years at WCW or whatever, however many years that was.
But it was massive, though.
Were
you alive? You weren't alive, right?
No, but...
He was beating Vince's ass. Like Hogan, like a couple of times a year, like Rock and Austin... And Hogan and Goldberg would be on TV Guides. Now, I recognize you don't know what the hell TV Guide is.
No. I was late to the game, but I know.
But, like, that was a big deal. Like, they'd be on the cover of Newsweek, and it'd be wrestling's big boom. It was you're right in the sense it was like a two-year period.
Right.
But it was a two-year period that allowed the WWE to go public and become what it is today.
Yeah.
A company without its founder.
And... Eric was beating their ass so bad. Like, it's not like the WWE like kind of had this grand plan. They kind of stumbled into like getting back on top.
Your boy answered the question. Do you want to read that out loud to the class?
Bro, is that a real answer?
That's him. That's a shoot. He means that.
I don't even know who two of these people are.
He says, so the question from the masked man from outside the venue was, who's your top five?
He said, Mr. America.
And it's the most Mr. America answer ever. He says, Antonio Inoki, Hulk Hogan, Dusty Rhodes, El Santo, and Redacted.
Who the hell is that? El Santo?
I don't know who El Santo is either.
El Santo is in... No, man.
I don't know who Inoki is.
You know, Antonio Inoki is the guy who fought Muhammad Ali. You know what that is. Are you happy, Mr. America? Look what you've done.
All right,
man. He just kicked Muhammad Ali for like 12 rounds.
All right.
He kicked Ali for 12 rounds because they couldn't decide if this was a work or a shoot. So the whole idea behind the Inoki, which some people have tried to frame as the first ever mixed martial arts match, is it was supposed to be a work. Then Ali got nervous and was like, hey, is this dude going to turn on me? So they stopped communicating with each other and both went in with the idea that they're shooting. Mm. And Inoki's like, well, I'm not going to let this dude knock me out. So I'm going to get on the ground and I'm going to kick his inner thigh for 40 minutes. Meanwhile, people are watching this on closed circuit. I think Andre the Giant fought Chuck Wepner that night.
Mm, yeah.
The real Rocky Balboa.
That was a wild time. They just imagine doing that today. people get mad at Jake Paul. Imagine doing that today.
We had Tyson Fury in there a few years ago, no?
Well, yeah.
He didn't work, though, did he? Did Tyson work?
Yeah, I think it was a match against Drew McIntyre, one of those super showdowns or something like that.
I really hope he didn't watch that.
I hope he is gone. Long gone. That is a clown.
James says WCW was so popular, people still wear the merch like 20 years later. That's semi-true. I don't think they wear anything besides the NWO shirt. That's the only thing that they wear.
They had it popping, though. They had it popping. They were doing domes for Nitro.
Yeah.
They had it popping.
Yeah.
Didn't they go to the Astrodome, too?
They did. They went to the Astrodome. They did the Georgia Dome a couple of times. The famous Hogan Goldberg match was at the Georgia Dome. Those are the only two I can think of. They might have done a couple of others.
I think he's top five.
He might be.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He might be.
You know, one of the questions that I wanted to ask while Kyle was here that I didn't get a chance
to. Oh, he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, boy, Coach JT.
Yes, sir.
What up, baby?
Happy birthday, big dog.
It's nice of you to come by.
Coach JT in the house, man. Coach JT pulling up on us, man. He gonna rock with us.
I didn't get the wardrobe check. This dude over here.
Come on, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm just trying to stay cool out here, man. I'm trying to keep up, really.
Y'all can't see the Louis. You can't see.
Louis, it's all right.
No, he's
Louis. What? I don't have nothing. Louis, you talking about what? Louis, what? There's nothing Louis on.
Hey, if I need a drink, just put the watch.
Okay. All right. Sit down, Coach.
You see that? You see this? Why I got the? You know, I got to shield my eyes. Oh, this is like looking at an eclipse.
Those frames are clear, sir. Well, this is why your wife yells at you right here. You can't see. You put on glasses that don't help you, and your wife gets upset at you.
She got me a.
They are nice glasses.
She got me an appointment with the optometrist too. I gotta wait 2 weeks. That's crazy,
bro. Just get the surgery.
No, I'm definitely not doing that.
Just walk in, doc, put a laser in my eye. It'll be over. You'll be good.
Nah, I was suggested to. My sister had it. She changed her life. Loved it. Get that
mic a little closer.
She would. It changed her life, though. I would get it, bro.
And back up because you're on camera.
Oh yeah,
they got an extreme close up with Coach JT.
Nah, I'm good on the surgery. Oh man, we just go with the glasses.
It's not even a surgery. It's not surgery. Surgery. Nothing.
Laser going.
It's just
into
a little
eye.
Laser. Yeah, it smells funny for a minute, and you got to get past that. But outside fine.
Don't you have to re-up every 10 years?
I've never re-upped.
I did hear you might go back, but she hasn't gone back either. She hasn't gone back.
I'm not at 10 years, so.
See?
Yeah, but she hasn't gone back for that, I don't think. But okay.
Re-upping on lasers, that's kind of wild. They didn't tell me about that part.
No, the part you said it smells, I'm like, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like yeah, burn. Well, it burns. They're burning your eye.
I'm good.
And then you close your eyes for like 6 hours and you open them and boom, you can read. It's crazy.
Check this out. Last night, we were in the backyard. We was playing for a little bit. And then we like got the yoga mats out. And we were lying on the grass looking up into the sky or whatever.
You're lying because you don't have grass.
I do.
You have nothing but basketball floor and courtside seats.
Both of you guys have been there. There's grass. Right?
You do have turf. That's right. Well, you have the expensive.
It's not grass.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, I got you. No, I'm sorry. My mistake. I'm allowed to make a mistake.
The only bad thing is, I don't know, my feet are going to burn up being on the turf. You know,
that's true.
It's never going to work out there in my backyard here in Sacramento.
I can make a mistake.
But we were looking up. We end up with the kids just looking up at the stars or whatever. And I was looking, and my wife goes, man, it's crazy seeing all these stars out here. And I was like, I know, man, it's got to get a little darker so I can see all the stars. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, it's still kind of dusk over there off to our left. You know, the stars are coming to play a little bit more. She goes, I'm looking, I count about 25 stars right now. What are you talking about? I see three.
Oh, man. So I guess that leads me to our next point. I guess we really 40'd up because it's the second time I came in here. My boy got the two-piece on, D-Lo.
What?
Top and bottom matches.
I know.
I guess we're officially there,
maybe,
huh?
You know what
summertime?
I mean?
Okay.
That's all it is, man. It's summertime, man. You know?
Okay, OG, triple OG.
Sometimes, I got to do something different than a white t-shirt.
I know what you wanted to say. Sometimes you got to pop out and show them.
Well, no, that's not what I would have said.
It's the only line from Not Like Us we haven't used today, so we might as well throw it in.
You know, you fresh though. You clean though. I see you clean.
I'm just trying to. I mean, I'm trying to keep up with you. I already know what it's going to be like tonight. Man.
Yeah.
I already know.
Ooh,
let's talk before we dive into. I mean, a million different things. ESPN code. ESPN graded the Kings off season too, and I want to talk about that. Yeah. But people have been struggling with that mic, so Casey's going to fill time, and I'm going to fix that mic over here.
Appreciate you.
So while he's taking care of that, I need to know. There, look, man, we talk about this guy, right? And he's crazy, but boy, oh boy. He does make content. Did you see the other quote that your boy had to say from that Jeff Teague interview? Did you see that, Jesse, about championships?
Draymond? No, I think I missed that one.
I saw it this morning, but I want you to please refresh my memory because it was like I was like another aha moment for me.
So dude goes, I ain't even going to do the voice. I'll just do it. He says something to the effect of, if we're not a championship contender, just send me home.
Oh.
when he talk about the playoffs, like as opposed to like winning a round, losing a second, he's like, let's just not even make the playoffs. Just send me home so I can spend time with my family.
You already did that. Your stuff got hurt.
Yeah, I wonder if Joe already called. Like, hey, I don't think this is it, pal.
He said, I'd rather just be not make the playoffs and get bounced, you know, or not get bounced, but not make the playoffs and be the 11th seed than to go to the playoffs and lose in the first.
So who's running the Warriors is my question.
Who's running?
Because Draymond seems to pull all the strings.
He's lying. He ain't doing anything.
You don't think that conversation really happened?
The conversation about the trade? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If Joe Lacob, because it had to have been Joe, Mike Dunleavy wouldn't have done it, would he?
I think Joe Lacob will listen to Draymond.
That's what I mean. If Joe Lacob did it, like you could probably, because Joe Lacob. hang on, everybody. Okay, never mind. I forget what has been told to us privately and what hasn't.
Yeah.
I don't know who was behind the Draymond Green deal, but if it was Joe Lacob, I wouldn't be surprised. Mm. Right. So if Joe Lacob is going to Draymond and saying, hey, what do you think about this?
Right.
Then fine. Like, I'd believe that.
But
because Joe Lacob, I don't know why he got his lips on Draymond's ass like that.
Pause.
What are you doing at this point with your franchise?
Yeah.
So this dude, and this lends credence to, like we talk about, when Steph was there, the guy quit. So when Steph was hurt, the guy quit. And he's talking about, I'm still the ultimate competitor and all this other stuff, bro. Nah. But what do you think a true ultimate competitor, what do you think Steph Curry going to do in that situation? Like, if it's a situation where, like,
he's going to bust his ass.
We're not the favorite. We could get into the playoffs, right. Maybe we get hot or whatever the case may be, but we can get into the playoffs. This guy talking about, if we're not, like, a championship favorite, I'd rather not make the playoffs.
It's a clear sign of how much the Warriors have given him whatever say he wants to. They can't regulate it. It doesn't bother them. The job, they'll still get done.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.